But now he was Chancellor, Hitler also wanted the support of all of those who lived in this land that he considered true Germans. Nazi stormtroopers were still as ready to spill the blood of their enemies as they'd always been. So how could Hitler benefit from the brutality of his stormtroopers and yet not be blamed for it? An early sign of how Hitler would attempt this deception was shown just 2 months into his chancellorship. Hitler's anti-Semitic prejudice knew no bounds. And on April 1, 1933, with Hitler's approval, the Nazis held a boycott of Jewish shops and businesses that lasted one day.
I felt like I was falling into a deep hole. That was when I intuitively realized for the first time that the existing law did not apply to Jews. You could do with Jews whatever you liked. A Jew was an outlaw.
But because Hitler didn't know what the reaction to all this would be, particularly abroad, he didn't want his name associated with it. The document calling for the boycott was signed only Leadership of the National Socialist German Workers' Party.